1-800-518 and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. Hey, John, we're back now in San Diego, and it looks like we're, where else are we up? We're up some, we just came up. We're coming into Philly now. So we're up in New York, San Diego, and Philly is trying to come back. So they're working on it. They're fighting the devil. All righty. What you were saying, go ahead and finish what you were saying, because that picture of Chelsea and Webb Hubble when he was young, they look like twins, don't they?
Oh, you could tell that. She looks nothing like Bill at all or Hillary. No resemblance whatsoever. But you put a picture of Webb Hubble, that's the father, Pastor.
Yep. I had Larry Patterson and Roger Perry, who were Hillary's personal bodyguards, had them on the radio program, along with Larry Nichols, who was her handler. And they, all three of them said right here on this radio program, right on the air, how they were in a meeting, and Hillary said, I have to leave early. I've got to go sleep with Webb Hubble to get my, she didn't use the word sleep, to get my share of the Rose Law Firm. I mean, that's how brazen that woman was. And all three of them said that right here on the air. I mean, and she's a, remember, she actually called in on the radio program that one time. And she wasn't real happy with me. But anyhow, so we're going to play a clip now. Former ICE Director Tom Homan, he speaks on the here, the Rose Unplugged show. And so this is going to be very interesting because he's telling you, well, listen to what he's saying. He's telling you what we've been telling you. But here's a guy that was there, Director of ICE, and go ahead and take it away.
Political correctness, undeterred in her mission to spread the truth, unafraid to be a true conservative. She's unapologetic, uncompromising.
The sheets that even now, a year and a half later, are still like they were the very first day I put them on the bed. MyPillow.com, promo code, going to work.
I support it because Border Patrol agents are already overwhelmed. I think we talked about it before, 70 to 80% of Border Patrol agents are not even on patrol anymore because they're too busy, you know, processing these people. So any relief they can give the Border Patrol agents is all for, but, you know, but in typical fashion, the Biden administration, they're going to send 1,500 military people down there to do administrative duties like transportation duties, facility duties, which is going to free up some Border Patrol agents. For those Border Patrol agents, won't be going back to patrol. They're just going to go in processing because this administration is all about processing quickly, release quickly, because if there's no overcrowding, there's nothing to see, and it's not a crisis. They're just doubling their efforts. Process quickly, release quickly. Not a damn thing about border security. No one's been, they're not doing anything to slow the flow. This is all about open borders and processing.
You know, and so it almost sounds good when you first hear about it. Oh, this is a 90-day deployment. And it isn't inconsistent with support to the border. And that goes all the way back to George W. Bush administration. But as you said, what they are simply will be doing is not deterring anyone. In your imagination, can you see them actually deterring any of these tens of thousands of migrants that will be coming over the border?
No, they won't be allowed to. That's been standard practice. I think most of the soldiers won't even have ammunition. They're just there to do transportation. They'll be transporting migrants from one station to another one. They'll be helping facilitate water and food and medicine. But no, they're going to clearly act in a support role. And like under the Trump administration, we brought military in. We did that to release more agents to the border, to actually, you know, arrest people coming across and actually trying to secure the border. But this administration, I guarantee you, because I've done it numerous times when they sent additional resources to the border, that's just going to, you know, when the military handles the transportation, the logistics work, that's going to allow more agents to be sent into processing because they're going to have so many numbers. They're going to need agents in process. Matter of fact, they already got 29,000 in custody in Border Patrol stations right now, a record, 29,000. Wow. So they're already pulling agents off the line. There's some sectors that have pulled 100% of agents off the line. There are no Border Patrol agents on the border. their main priority is process and release. So it's just ridiculous. And I guess, no, all this is so unnecessary because they could re-implement the Remain in Mexico program tomorrow. You know, we did it in Trump administration as a game changer. And the federal courts have already said it's a legal program. So people can still claim asylum. You just have to wait in Mexico. But this administration don't want to tie themselves to anything with a Trump name on it. And like I said, from day one, this isn't mismanagement. This isn't incompetence. This is by design. They have opened this border up. And they're not ashamed of it. They're not pushing back on it. You just keep doubling down. I wake up every day just amazed at where we're at as a nation on the border. In my entire career, I've never seen an administration so hell-bent on bringing as many people into this country as possible. Not only to the southern border, now they're making record numbers of refugees applications. They're making record numbers of people applying for parole through the port of entries, through the legal process. They're just all cards on the table. They're doing everything they can to bring as many people in this country as possible.
I just heard a story recently about Mexico and the United States are reaching an agreement on migration. What kind of agreement are we talking about? Because as you said, it certainly isn't Remain in Mexico, right? So what is deal?
Mexico is not going to help us migration. Whatever agreement they have, just like they had an agreement with Panama to shut down the Darien Gap. Have you seen it happen? No. So any agreement with Mexico is going to be useless unless you, like the Trump administration, you know, whether you like him or not, he didn't, you know, what this administration is doing is giving billions of dollars to Central America, billions of dollars to Mexico. They think they'll create opportunities where the people won't have to leave their countries. Look, that hasn't worked in decades. We've spent billions of dollars doing the same thing. When President Trump came in, he was a game changer. He says, you know what? I'm not giving him money. Matter of fact, I won't take money away. And when he threatened to take money away, you couldn't believe how fast these countries came to the table. Mexico don't want to fix this problem. Why? Because Mexico last year got over $61 billion, with a B, $61 billion of remittance money. Money sent by illegal aliens in the United States back to Mexico. $61 billion. Why the hell would they want to fix that? What this president wants to do, if he wants to shut the border down, he puts a Remain in Mexico program. Mexico don't want to do it, then you tear it to hell like President Trump tried. You shut the port of entries down. Look, in 1984, I think it was, I was a border patrol agent, we shut down the port of entries and didn't allow any Mexican trucks to come through because of the murder, and the torture and murder of Kiki Camarena, a DEA agent. It only took several days in Mexico all of a sudden to come up with the people who committed that crime. If we're willing to shut down a port of entry for one person, which is I think was the right thing to do, why aren't we shutting down a port of entry for 106,000 dead Americans from fentanyl that come across that border?
Yeah.
Why aren't we shutting down port of entry for the 300,000 children that cross that border illegally and they can't even find 85,000 of them? Or for the record number of women and children being sex trafficked in the United States? Or for the record number of known suspected terrorists coming across that border? We got more than enough reason to tell Mexico to step it up, or we'll shut down port of entries and we'll tear the hell out of you. The problem is this administration, again, has no intention of securing this border.
No, they don't. And you brought something up that I think is very important. And I just don't understand, Tom, because, well, first of all, actually, I was shocked. The New York Times had done a story a couple of weeks ago, and it was all about the exploited migrant children. There's a large number of them. I think it was just slightly less than 100,000 that we cannot even account for. Children that came in here who came in alone, unaccompanied minors, they can't account for them, number one. Number two, this story, I was shocked to see in the New York Times, the exploitation of migrant children. They are working brutal jobs all across this country. Some of the stories are just, I mean, it makes me sick. And then I read that even agents that red flagged some of these sponsors that were taking these children in, red flagged some of them, and that woman was actually fired for doing so. I mean, what you would think that we would give a rip about these children. I don't care where they're coming from. They are minors, they're children, they're being exploited in so many ways. Why are we not upset about that? I thought we were so caring, this nation.
Well, again, this administration, they're not going to admit they're wrong. They're not going to admit what they're doing is inhumane, but it's very, very inhumane. And look, I've done traffic investigations for over 34 years, and I can tell you they got over 100,000 children. They're admitting to 85, but believe me, it's well over 100,000 children.
Yeah,
missing.
You're right.
And I can tell you right now, based on my traffic investigation I did for over three decades, some of these children right now are child porn movies. Some of these children are living with child sex offenders. Some of these children are forced into labor. They've already had several investigations by HSI that these children, you know, in two cases, they're cleaning up entrails of cattle that were slaughtered in the slaughterhouse. They go on a midnight shift and basically scrape up their intestines and the stomachs or whatever's left over. And that was their job. And some of these kids were as long as 9 years old, and they weren't even getting paid. You know, a lot of these children come across and call sponsors. Sponsors turn around and sell them to a trafficker. Or, man, these kids have already been trafficked. The sponsor is just a midpoint. Once the sponsor gets them, then he sends them on the way to the trafficker. For instance, Houston. Houston has a record number of reported runaways of teenagers. They're not runaways. They're migrant children who went to a sponsor. The sponsor reported them a runaway. When actually the sponsor sent them to the trafficker, to the alien smuggling organization, so these children can work and pay off their fees. The problem is the children will never pay off their smuggling fees. No. They're going to be indentured servants for a long time. So what's happening right now is just, it's inhumane. It's just incredible. And this administration, again, is not admitting it's wrong. The difference is on the Trump administration, we had a minor come across. We would fully vet the sponsor, and we would vet everybody in the household. Everybody in the household.
Oh, wow.
Just make sure there wasn't a predator in the household or a gang member. This administration cut vetting all way back. Why? Again, because they want to release quickly, because what last thing they want is overcrowding the ORR facility. Yep. And that becomes a media story. This administration only cares about the optics of the crisis, not the crisis itself.
The Biden White House has ramped up their demands on the staffers. According to this article, they, as you said, they want to move the children quickly out of the shelters, and then they're releasing them into the hands of God knows who. And the caseworkers have been complaining. They say that they are forced to rush through the vetting process, if there's any process at all. So now we're sending troops down there to facilitate really the influx. God knows. And you're right. I was wrong. It was over 130,000. That's the highest it's been. Unaccompanied minors in this country. 130,000. One is atrocious. The story of just one would be atrocious. And yet here we are. Here we are. Unbelievable to me.
And most of the media is not talking about it, right? I mean, Fox News talks about it. You know, Newsmax is talking about it. You know, radio shows like yours talk about it. It's just like this alien, the illegal alien that killed five innocent people in Texas.
Right.
Not one network other than Fox News that I was watching. I kept switching. I always watch the other networks just to see what the hell they're saying.
Yeah.
And not one newspaper article, not one TV show outside of Fox or outside of, you know, conservative newspaper talked about his immigration status. They swept over that. They didn't mention his illegal alien. They didn't mention his deported five times. They didn't mention their DUI convictions. They just mentioned the guy who killed five neighbors. It's just the media still covers for this administration. And the American people need to know that this guy wasn't an illegal alien. He entered country legally five times. And under this administration, you enter the country illegally after deportation as a felony. This guy committed five felonies. Plus, he has two DUIs. And you know what? ICE wasn't even looking for him. You know why? Because he's no longer a priority in the Biden administration. Fugitives are not a priority. Family reentrance is not a priority. DUI is not a priority. Under the Trump administration, he would have been priority times three. And ICE would have been looking for him, arresting him, and putting him in prison for violating the reentry, which is a felony, five of them. And he would have went to prison, then got removed. Instead, this administration took him off the table. ICE wasn't able to arrest him. So these five people died needlessly. These five people didn't deserve what they did. Now that he killed five people, now he's a priority. Too little, too late.
Too little, too late. You're absolutely right. You told me how you wake up every morning, and you're not happy. I don't know what we do.
Alrighty, we are back. And again, I understand we're back up on San Diego. We're back up in New York. And it looks like we're trying to get us back up on Philly. And so we praise the Lord for that. So, folks, keep praying for us again. Like we said, all of these stations, they've always told me that we're the only ones they do this to. Now, here's one of the reasons why that is. John, we've been telling people from the very beginning, from even before Biden was... before he stole the presidency, we were telling people about the Biden crime family, And when he got into the White House, we were telling people, because we were listening to the Chinese government, the officials saying how they owned the people in the highest places in America, the highest offices, they owned them, they belonged to them. We were telling you that Joe Biden's orders were to keep the border open. Joe Biden's orders. This is high treason. This is high treason that he has committed. His orders were to keep the borders open. keep the influx of the illegal drugs coming into this country, killing off Americans, and keep a good supply of children, making available to the pedophiles and to those that wanted to sell them. It's and we've been telling people that from the very beginning, and that is one of the reasons, because see, they're scared to death that some of these other programs might find the courage to do the same thing. Could you imagine somebody on Fox News actually saying that? They would be off the air right there on the spot. They'd be gone. And Fox, you know, Fox is under a tremendous amount of pressure. I'm really surprised that Gutfeld is still there in Waters. I'm really surprised that they're still there. And that goes to Hannity, too. But Tucker Carlson was just, he just told too much truth, and they couldn't handle it. But go ahead, John.
Well, they also let Don Bongino go.
Don was good. Dan.
Yeah, and they let him go like the week before Tucker.
Yeah, and he was probably one of the most boldest ones there. Yeah, absolutely. He was very good.
And I don't know what to make of Hannity.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know. He's promoting. He puts the Pence on his show, and I want to puke when he's got Pence up there promoting him. And then he never, ever, and that's Fox News, they will acknowledge the election was stolen. And they go with that nonsense about what we have to do to win the next election. We got to change this. I don't listen to them anymore.
The left is already gearing up. They're already gearing up to steal the next election. Election fraud is, they know that there's no way that they can win an honest election. And that's why they're telling Sleepy Joe, go back to your basement and let us rig the election like we did before. And so, now it's an interesting thing, too. I find out, because guess who is the new AI czar, the new artificial intelligence czar?
I can tell you.
Go ahead.
It's our border czar. She's going to have two functions at the same time, Pastor Ernie, protecting the border and protecting us from AI.
Well, wait a minute.
None other.
If there's anyone who should know about artificial intelligence,
that's funny.
Is anyone that has artificial? I've listened to her. Believe me, she's got artificial intelligence. It's not legitimate, right?
You know, her and Biden are very similar. They say garbage. You know, he's got advanced dementia, so you'd understand it. But her, she gets up and speaks, and, you know, two sentences, and you don't understand. It doesn't mean anything. There's no meaning to what she's saying. It's like just words put together with no meaning.
Well, she had gone to Zambia. She had recently sent her over to Zambia and offered the president of Zambia $60 million if he would promote LGBTQ in Zambia.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. You're absolutely right.
And he told her to take her dirty money and leave, that they didn't know. I guess several other African countries also fell in line and said, we don't want that dirty money. And so they sent that dirty woman back home, didn't they?
Yeah, they ran her out of Africa.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You won't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, will you?
No, I don't think you heard it on Fox News either.
No. No, you won't. This is why it's so important that we're here. Breaking news. Communist New York court puts triple amputee and war veteran Brian Kolfage in prison for 4 years for building the southern border wall. And here I'm looking at this man. He lost one arm and two legs. And here, you know, this very sleazy very, very sleazy New York court sentenced this man to 4 years in prison. Unbelievable, but just unbelievable. Colefish is a U.S. Air Force veteran who lost his legs and arm in a rocket attack in Iraq. And unbelievable.
There's no justice in New York, Pastor Ernie. In California, there's none. In states like Oregon, Washington, I mean, it's closing in. Entire states. There might be a little a county here and there that has a legitimate district attorney, but the states on the state level, they're gone. They're gone, Pastor Ernie.
I know it. Alan Root, there's an article here by Alan Root, says the Title 42 ends in days. Actually, it ends May 11th. Whoa. And right now, there's 1 million foreigners are amassed on the southern border. They said there's, well, I'm looking at a picture of them, 1 million of them. And there's tens of millions more. I remember, John, several years back when we were talking about this, when the World Economic and all of the deep state were talking about here that they wanted to bring in 50 million. Now, and I'm talking about going all the way back in the days where I had Pat Buchanan on a program. We talked about it back in those days. Right now, I think they're just about reaching, from that time since back in the 80s, that 50 million that they have brought into this country, 50 million illegals. And so they're not counted in the census, are they?
They want to count them in California and other states. They give them driver's license, and all you need is a driver's license to vote. So, who knows? It's completely out of control, Pastor.
Okay, so right now, if you look at Ukraine, and they say, well, it's being invaded by Russia, but who's really being invaded? We are being invaded. We are being invaded by foreign. They're bringing in thousands of Chinese nationals. Do you notice how all of these young guys are of military age?
Yeah, that's really sticking out, Pastor Ernie. It's like they're building a fifth column here in the United States against us.
That's exactly what they're doing.
In Texas, Pastor Ernie, people are talking about it all over here in Texas because, like, parts of Texas and on the border are becoming more like Mexico. And there is an article which I should send to you, and it's about Texas and these cartels and these gangs have set up, like, they call them dead zones in Texas where the police really won't go in there. I mean, it's really dangerous, and the cartels are taking over areas of Texas, and some of them are not too far from where I live. But this is happening here in America, Pastor Ernie.
We're being invaded. We're under attack. And, of course, you certainly don't hear any of this on NBC, ABC, or CBS. They'll sell us out to the very end, won't they?
Yeah. I mean, parts of our nation now are being removed from us, and they're under the control of, you want to use a foreign government, these cartels, which have taken over Mexico. They're now taking over places. I know here in Texas, I don't know about, this just came out, Pastor Ernie, this, what I'm telling you, they've had, like, reporters investigating this, and they've written this expose on it about what's happening to areas in Texas are no longer really under the authority of Texas.
Well, yeah, I know. In some of those small towns there in Texas, they fly the Mexican flag. The Mexican flag is flying, and the signs, you know, all your signs in your businesses are in Spanish. So, I mean, they've really just moved in. It's like they're saying, well, they want to go ahead and take back. In fact, they're talking about taking back California, New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, that they want to, and Arizona, that they want to take this back and make it again a part of what they call New Mexico, the New Mexico, yeah. And so, not New Mexico, North Mexico.
Here's the article I was telling you about. Texas manhunt, murders expose hidden population of illegal migrants. And that just came out May 3rd. And that's the one about how sections of Texas now are being under the control of cartels.
Oh, yeah. Though they're opening up all over the country. They're here in Ohio, too. All right, I'm going to open the phone lines, and we're going to take some calls. The phone lines are now open. I hope we can take calls, okay, at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. The phone lines are now open. At least we're up in on, four states, I think we're up now.
Just New York and San Diego, really.
Well.
That Philly said they're still not in.
Okay. All righty. Again. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. Hey, everybody, you're the shining light of the night. So, I mean, you guys really are. You're fantastic. And where you get all your info, I don't know, but you give it to us, and it's free. And I hope everybody keeps sending you money in. And always, we'll all keep fighting the fight in one way or another. But cackling Kamala and bumbling Biden, they snuck out of the White House, and they went to, they were able to go to Cinco de Mayo Taco when they got tacos. And Joe was carrying about six bags of food out, and Kamala was only carrying about two. So Joe really was really out for the, you know, the Mexican food. Oh, wait, that's where the 700,000 illegal refugees or aliens or immigrants, whatever they're supposed to call them now, are just waiting for May 11th, and there's 700,000 sitting there waiting to come over. What do you think will happen there, Pastor? Your own expertise of what's happening in our country.
I think what's going to happen, it'll be a flashpoint at some place along the line when all of these illegals, gang members that Biden has brought in, right there in Texas where John's at, they'll try to take over a ranch or something, and the neighbors will say enough is enough, and the neighbors will show up, and there'll be a shooting war starts, and it'll spread like wildfire across the country. What do you think, John?
It's very possible, Pastor Ernie. I mean, we're losing the integrity of the country, and the federal government is actually behind it. But the state, Pastor Ernie, and I've said this many, many times, Governor Abbott of Texas and the state attorney general, along with the sheriffs, they're going to have to form like a militia, if you want to call it that, and build all the people have to begin to gel. We have to defend ourselves. We are under attack. We have to defend ourselves, Pastor Ernie.
Abbott can bring in the National Guard, which he can bring that in, and he can borrow guards from all the other states. They do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it would take. We'd have to create our own army and defend the border. And not only that, we got to clean them out of the states.
Absolutely. All right.
Well,
all right.
Well, these real quick, they said the Arizona Supreme Court's it's looking like Kerry Lake's going to have something coming up, but they're trying to knock out those a couple hundred thousand votes that were they were the bigger ballots when they put them through or something like that. The ballots were bigger than what the machines were, but I don't know where we're going. But he says the cartel is going to own the border. So I mean, God help us. Can we pray? And may 45 D 47.
Well, see, what's happening is the cartels on the border because of the Democrats. You know, they in Arizona, that governor there, she's owned by the cartel. There was like a scandal broken out about it, and then it was squashed. You didn't hear anything about it, about cartel money being getting into the Democrat Party and all.
Not just her, but the judges. They own the cartels. Bought several judges.
Yes. And, yes, Pastor Ernie. And notice how that was squashed.
Yeah.
No. The Democrat Party is, it's like one cartel joining with another. And the Democrat Party is using the cartels to get billions of dollars, drugs, sex trafficking, you know, the whole bit. So it's a criminal. The Democrats are a criminal enterprise, and probably a certain percentage of the Republicans are going along with it also.
Yeah.
But if we are invaded, we're allowed to send the military down there, if I'm mistaken.
It's going to boil down. We're going to have to defend ourselves. And that's where it comes to. The best shot you have is your county sheriffs. If you get the county sheriffs, because, you know, and we got to be prepared to defend our own property and our families and so on.
This hasn't gotten really national attention, but there are a number of counties now here in Texas that have petitioned the Governor Abbott to declare a state of emergency, that the state is under attack by the drug cartels and everything coming from the south. So there are, I would say, a dozen or more counties that have petitioned the governor to declare a state of emergency, that we are under attack.
He should do it. All righty.
I just wanted to say Sheriff Mark Lamb's going to be running for senator, but if nobody heard, his son, his future daughter-in-law, and his granddaughter all got killed in an accident right before Christmas of last year. And we don't hear anything from anybody, so the news really keeps us on top of everything. So, but God bless you guys, and thanks for just doing what you do.
All right, thanks, Steve.
God bless you.
God bless you. Who do you have next there?
Bob.
Bob, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. I wanted to read you a quick article about the climate change lockdowns that have already started in the U.K., Residents in Oxfordshire will now need a special permit to go from one zone of the city to another. But even if you have the permit, you will still only be allowed to go from one zone to another a maximum of 100 days per year. He concludes that the council yesterday approved plans to lock residents into one of the six zones to save the planet from global warming. The latest stage in the agenda is to place electronic gates on key roads in and out of the city, confining residents to their own neighborhoods.
That climate change is the biggest farce since teaching of evolution.
For sure.
And you have to be a complete and total fool to fall for that. You really have to be a complete and total fool to fall for that. But they're doing it. And as long as the people allow themselves to be slapped around, if they don't stand up and push back, they deserve it.
For sure. I figured you probably knew that, but if you didn't and people didn't know that, that's already started over in the U.K. Thank you, Pastor Ernie, for what you do, and have a blessed night.
Thank you, sir. God bless. All right. Who do you have next out there? Okay. Oh, yeah. We'll be back after this.
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. it's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you.
Quickly, I wanted to say, remind you that I pastor a church here in Northeast Ohio called Doers of the Word Baptist Church. We're an actual New Testament church. We are not a 501c3 corporation. We are an actual New Testament church. We hold to literally the Word of God without compromise. And folks, we take the teaching of the Bible to a higher level. And we start in the morning at 8:30. I teach a Bible class at 8:30. And then afterward, from 8:30 to 9:30, and then from 9:30 to 10:30, Deacon Randy teaches a class. 11 o'clock, we do our morning service. Actually, starts 11:15, morning service. And then in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, Pastor Fred teaches another class. We're really into the Word of God. Now, you don't have to go to every class, people, folks. I mean, you know, there's different topics. And then at 4 o'clock, we have a very, very in-depth it's information. It's the Bible and current events. It's things that's happening now that they definitely do not want you to know about. It's in video. It's kind of like what you hear from us, but it's in video. And then at 5 o'clock, Pastor Hal will be preaching the evening service. So the address is Doers of the Word Baptist Church, at 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. Phone number at the church is 440-338-1367. Let's go to San Diego, and we got Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yeah, I find it interesting that the more the American people come under assault from all different angles, the more the left is trying to take away our right of self-defense. Now, recently in California, where I'm calling you from, they have now decriminalized trespassing. So, what does that mean? You can't defend yourself against a trespasser? What do you do if you have somebody trespassing on your property? Now, Matt Gaetz has introduced legislation to make the Stand Your Ground law for all 50 states. But I think people should know that you have explicit rights and implicit rights. So, Pastor Ernie, would you agree with me that the Second Amendment is an implicit right of self-defense?
Well, actually, you've got something much better, Jack.
Read at the Second Amendment and your right to own and carry weapons. Obviously, that was intended for your self-defense.
You're right. You're right. But there is a much higher authority, Jack, and that's right out of God's Word, the Bible. The Lord Jesus made it very, very clear when he told you to sell your robe and buy a weapon, get a sword, a weapon. And so with that, there's a much higher authority. And the reason he said that, to defend your life, your liberty, and each other. And so there you go. That's your authority right there.
Well, you know, it presents a dilemma when you're confronting, say, the cartel. The cartel is armed with fully automatic weapons, hand grenades, rocket-propelled grenades. They have Stinger missiles. They've gone toe-to-toe with the Mexican military, and they brought down the military's helicopters with their Stinger missiles. So say they're on the border. How are we expected to defend ourselves against those kind of weapons that the cartel possesses, especially when National Guard armories are being depleted and weapons and ammunition are being sent into the Ukraine?
Well,
you're absolutely right. That's all planned. It's everything that's going on is planned. They are they're working to make us defenseless here.
Yeah, Joe Biden has committed high treason. The entire Democratic Party has committed high treason. And the problem of it is, they have taken over, they've infiltrated. We do not have a Justice Department anymore. You've got, what do we have running our military at the Pentagon? We got drag queens with Millie and Austin. Okay, so that's our situation.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, to add to what you're saying, right now, this week, the Navy is presenting a drag queen for recruitment. They're promoting a drag queen. They say they want to reach this Generation Z, whatever they call it, and they're promoting a drag queen as recruitment into the Navy.
Yeah. See, remember Balaam and Balak? And remember when Balaam couldn't curse Israel? So he told Balak, here's what you do. Send your Moabite women into seduce the Israeli men. So what Austin and Millie want to do in the Navy, they want to dress up all the soldiers, sailors, as drag queens and go over. And then remember, the Chinese have been killing off their baby girls, so they got a real shortage of women. And so in order to defeat the Red Chinese, their strategy is to send in all their drag queen sailors and seduce them. What do you think?
I think it's going from bad to worse, and let me leave you on this note. There's a reason why the founders in the Second Amendment didn't say guns or rifles. They said arms. It's arms with a capital A, so you could be flexible because they knew you would need the type of arms that would be contemporary to your times to defend yourself. And I say that community militias should be thinking about arming themselves to compete with such groups like the cartels, or you know what? You're going to lose.
Well, let me just tell you this. That is happening. That's happening, but not on large enough scale. But here's the thing. The good news is God is on the throne. God is in complete control. And remember that. And look, we're not going to live forever. Every one of us, we're all going to die, right? But we're going to die standing on our feet, not on our knees. We're not going to give in. And we knew that this was coming, and here we allowed the deep state. Remember, every time you see one of those, your neighbors that had a Biden sign in the yard, thank them for the way things are, saying, yeah, thank you for doing what you've done to our country. There you go.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Ernie. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, Jack.
God bless you, man.
Okay, let's go out to California, and we have Amber. Amber, you're in the air.
Oh, hi, Pastor Ernie. I admire your bravery, John, and, you know, Joe's bravery so much. You're like a shining star at night. I just wanted to say, make 3 points on what you were talking about earlier about whether to trust Sean Hannity. One point, I stopped trusting him when he sabotaged Judge Roy Moore back during that election. Hannity was always talking about how Judge Roy Moore was too religious, too of a goof, you know, treated him like a nut. They were supporting the other guy that was running. And so I believe he brought Judge Roy Moore on his show purposely to sabotage him. The second point is during this whole Dominion thing with Fox, some emails were released of Hannity's deposition where him and McEnany, the Trump's former press secretary, McEnany, and Hannity were talking about how they need to not talk about the stealing of the election and not to allow the nuts, which, you know, he was considering Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and all them as nuts, and, you know, to get Trump away from them. And that was released during this recent Dominion, you know, lawsuit. And the third thing is Hannity, you know, also was the one that convinced Trump to support Oz, you know, in that election. And, you know, when they were trying to not, you know, when Boebert and Gates were against McCarthy being speaker, Hannity was literally attacking Boebert and Gates during that time.
Yeah, I never really trusted Hannity, like you said. Judge Roy Moore was a good friend of mine.
Excellent person.
In fact, twice I went to Alabama to speak on his behalf. We had two rallies, and when the controversy over the Ten Commandments was, he asked me if I would come down and do a press conference for him, and I did. So
Hannity purposely invited him on the show just to make him look bad, especially about, you know, being with dating younger. You know, it was all a trap, you know.
I hear you.
Since then, I just never trusted him again.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you all. Thank you so much.
God bless. I love you. How much time do I have, Craig?
5.
Okay, John, you got 5 minutes. Can you do her?
We sure can, Pastor Ernie. Pastor Ernie, let me know when there's about 30 seconds left, okay?
All righty. I'll give you a minute break, okay?
All right. Yeah, I need to know that because I flounder there at the end if I don't know the time. Yeah, folks, on this show, we clearly, week after week, show evil manifesting itself. And we also show the scriptures and teach the scriptures about God's word, show you the authority of God's word. So there's no excuse like not believing in evil. There is none. It's literally manifesting itself right now, not only in America, but huge parts of the world also. Evil is not hidden anymore. The Satanists are out worshiping the Satanists in the open. They're having conventions. A lot of these Hollywood type things, Satan is manifested in it already. But we have to see that without Jesus Christ in us, we're part of evil. We are. And that's why God sent Jesus Christ, so that our sin nature could be dealt with, and that the penalty for sin could be paid for. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So God, to get on God's team, Jesus Christ has to be your Lord and Savior, which means you have assurance of eternal life. There is no other way for eternal life other than God's way.
So the Bible says that God sent Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, to die on the cross to take the penalty of death for us. And what happens is our sin is placed on Christ, and his righteousness becomes us, so that we now can come before God through Jesus Christ. Our righteousness is of him, folks, not our own. It's from him, Jesus. So to apply that, you have to repent, and that means to turn from a life of self and sin to Jesus Christ. Confess him and his word. Confess him as your Lord and Savior, that by he died on the cross, shed his blood, paid the price for sin, and he bodily rose again 3 days later, according to the scriptures, and he's coming. If you'll do that, repentance, confession, believing, God will forgive your sin and accept you into his heaven. And in fact, God becomes what the Bible calls our Abba Father, Daddy. That's what Abba, it's a Hebrew word that means daddy. In addition to that, he wants to heal broken hearts right now. Bible says he sent me to heal the broken heart. The Holy Spirit sent Jesus not only to save our souls, but to heal broken hearts, hearts that have been broken from childhood traumas, divorce, loss of loved ones, being rejected. And it could be broken hearts could come from severe trauma, from accidents, crimes. Jesus wants to heal all the broken hearts so we can now live with God's love, peace, and joy. The broken heart hinders us from the fullness of God's love, peace, and joy. So not only does God want to give us assurance of eternal life with him, but he wants to give us life and abundantly now. The abundant life is living with God in the peace, God's peace, which passes all understanding.
1 minute.
Okay, Pastor Ernie. Thank you. The fullness of God's love in our life, and also the fullness of his joy. The joy, God's joy, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So many are suffering today from all sorts of depression, mourning, suffering, grief, severe loneliness, that all can be dealt with through Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and him healing our broken hearts.
Thanks,
John. So I'm
John.
Asking now.
Yeah.
Okay, Pastor Ernie, thank you.
We are out of time for tonight, so as we say every night at this time, we say good night, God bless, and always, always keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.